Welcome to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My adorable Jesus, may our feet journey together, may our hands gather in unity, may our hearts beat in unison, may our souls be in harmony, may our thoughts be as one, may our ears listen to the silence together. May our glances profoundly penetrate each other. May our lips pray together to gain mercy from the Eternal Father. Amen. Mary, Queen of the Kingdom of the Divine Will, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome again to the will of God in the life and the writings of the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. Today we will continue with volume 22 of the Book of Heaven, and we come to the last passage, the last entry, that comes from September 14, 1927. And the passage of this passage, the title of this passage is How God is Jealous in the Acts which are done in the divine will. Grace is the bilocated life of God. How our Lord calls the soul to follow his acts. Luisa Picarreta writes, I was all abandoned in the divine will, in the divine fiat. And in it, I was doing my acts, an endless sea made itself present before my mind. And I incite that sea for my own tiny little sea with my acts. It was as if the waters will sink deeper and will expand, rising around me like a circle to give me the space in which to put my acts in the middle of the sea, so as to let me form my own little sea within the very sea. I remain surprised in seeing that the sea, while it seemed it was made of water, was made of light, and its huge waves formed the most beautiful enchantment. The most beautiful enchantment, the sweetest and most gentle murmuring, more than music. And my sweet Jesus, coming out from within my interior, told me, my daughter, the soul who operates in my divine will operates in God himself. And her acts remain in him. The sea which you see is the Supreme Being, who jealously of anything holy that can be done in my volition extends the endless sea of his being around the soul in order to receive her acts, and he keeps them within himself as the soul's tiny little sea of her acts done in his divine will. Our satisfaction and love for one who lives in our divine volition is such and so great that as we see her operate, we lower ourselves to her, forming a circle around her to let her operate within ourselves and she rises up to us. And her acts take their place together with our acts, delighting us and glorifying us as we delight in glorifying ourselves. Beautiful passage we encounter here in the Book of Heaven, the last entry of the Book of Heaven, volume 22. Our Lord Jesus explains to Luisa Picaretta that that sea, the sea which she sees, is the Supreme Being. Many times in the Book of Heaven, the Lord compares and gives us this image of the sea to explain the divine will. And as we see, the one who operates in the will of God, the Lord tells Luisa Picaretta, operates in God himself. Because the will of God is what unites the three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In God, there is no division. In God, there is only one will. One God, three divine persons, united by one single substance. We say in the Creed, consubstantial with the Father, when we talk about Jesus himself. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, we say it in the Creed also, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. The Holy Spirit directs the church, my brothers and sisters. And in the acts of sanctification is the Holy Spirit guiding, leading our acts during the time of sanctification. The divine will that operates in us gives satisfaction to God. God receives honor, praise, glory, adoration, satisfaction, and love from the creature who lives, who operates in his will, and is God himself who surrenders that creature, he says, as forming a circle around her, so the creature can operate in God himself. So it is God who surrenders the creature, the soul, so that the soul can say, I'm operating in God. God operating in every single act of the creature, that's how much he loves us. He lowers himself, he says. He lowers himself so that he can operate in the creature. And he has much delight for the creature who operates in this way. Another part of sacred scripture, our Lord tells us, it was not you who chose me, but I who chose you. The Lord surrounds us, he says in this passage. He surrounds the creature, extending his love, surrounding the creature, the soul, in order to enclose the acts of the creature, so that these acts may be able to arise before the presence of God. So it requires our human effort, it requires the human will, the donation of the human will. But it is God himself operating in us. After this, I was following the divine will in everything it has done in creation. to then follow the acts of redemption and my adorable Jesus made present to me what he had done in coming upon earth, and I follow him step by step. And following his tender age in the act in which he will cry and be nourished from the Blessed Mother in the arms of the Sovereign Queen, I said, my little one, my Jesus, I want to invest your tears with my I love you. To ask you in each one of your tears for the kingdom or your divine will. And in each drop of milk that our celestial mother gives you, I want to let flow my I love you, so that while she nourishes you with her milk, I may nourish you with my love to ask you in each drop of milk you take for the kingdom of my divine fiat. Then I say to my mama, say together with me, I want the kingdom of your will in each drop of milk. I want the kingdom of your divine will. In each drop of milk I give you, in each tear of yours, in each one of my kisses, which I impress on your beautiful and charming face. When it is said by you, Jesus will give his kingdom. This is something that we can always do, my brothers and sisters, as we practice the rounds of creation, the rounds of redemption, and even the rounds of sanctification. We can follow step by step. As we read the Bible, as we read sacred scripture, we can imprint our I love you, I praise you, I glorify you in every single miracle that our Lord Jesus performed, in every word he preached. In every one of his sufferings, we can imprint our I love you, I praise you, I adore you, I glorify you, I thank you with your will. And we can ask our Lord Jesus to let his divine will descend upon earth as it reigns in heaven. This is the way we can learn now also to look at sacred scripture and to do rounds with sacred scripture. In yesterday's readings from the 15th Sunday of Ordinary Time, we read from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 10 to 11, that the word of God will fulfill its purpose. That it will not return void, but it will accomplish for what it was sent. In the Our Father, my brothers and sisters, Jesus prayed for the kingdom of the divine will to descend, for his will to be done on earth as it reigns in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Meaning that our Lord Jesus already prayed for this to happen here on earth. So as Luisa Picarreta is doing the rounds of redemption and she's putting her I love you, I praise you, I adore you, her love in every single drop of milk that our Lord Jesus takes from the Blessed Mother, and she's asking for the kingdom of the divine will. In the same way, we can put our I love you in every single step that our Lord Jesus took, in every single word that he preached, in every single miracle that he performed. We can put our I love you, and with that, my brothers and sisters, we are asking our Lord to let that kingdom descend. We are asking for the fulfillment of that prayer. Our Lord Jesus already prayed in the Our Father. In this particular passage, our Lord Jesus is being nourished by the Blessed Mother, and Luisa Picarreta arrives to that particular moment, and now she begs the Blessed Mother to pray together with her for the kingdom of the divine will, and the Blessed Mother consents. Luisa Picarreta tells the Blessed Mother, "When it is said by you, Jesus will give his kingdom. And the Sovereign Lady made me content by saying together with me, and my sweet Jesus told me, my daughter, in each act that my celestial mother did for me, and they were continuous, I repaid her with a degree of grace, which I do not let myself be beaten or surpassed by the acts of creatures. I am insurpassable." The grace of God that bilocates in every single sacrament that we receive in the state of grace. After baptism, when we receive the sacraments in the state of grace, the grace of God bilocates, which is the life of God, bilocates in us. In baptism, God bilocates in our souls, fills our souls with his presence. We become the indwelling place of the Blessed Trinity, my brothers and sisters. And we are to follow that example. As God bilocates in us, we can also place our acts in the acts of Jesus in every single step, in every single word, in every single action that our Lord Jesus performed and did, so that we can receive that grace. We can receive a new degree of grace, the Lord tells us. He says, as the Blessed Mother, as the Celestial Mother, did her continuous acts, I repaid her with a degree of graces, because I do not let myself be beaten nor surpassed by the acts of creatures, because I am insurpassable. Therefore, if my dear Mama gave me love, acts, steps, words, I, in each degree of grace, gave her a divine life, because grace is nothing other than the bilocated life of God, which gives life to creatures. Grace is everything, St. Teresa of Lisieux tells us in her writings. And in here in the Book of Heaven, we find that our Lord tells Luisa Picarreta that grace bilocates in us, that grace is the life of God that bilocates in us creatures, and how we see this grace in the sacrament of baptism, that we are filled with the presence of the Blessed Trinity. The Holy Spirit comes down upon our souls and fills us with his grace, infusing in us the gifts of faith, hope, and charity, which we call theological virtues. How we see that in the sacrament of confirmation, we receive the life of grace that is being given to us through the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the seven gifts that the Holy Spirit gives us in the sacrament of confirmation. And that grace bilocates again in the sacrament of confession when we receive absolution and we are pardoned for our sins. And that life of grace descends in the sacrament of anointing of the sick. As the person is anointed, the sins of the person that is anointed with the sacrament of confession, is those sins are forgiven, because the church tells us the sacrament of anointing of the sick has the power to forgive sins. Also, my brothers and sisters, uniting ourselves to the sufferings of Christ, becoming one with Christ in his sufferings, and God filling us through that grace that flows, that emanates from the sacraments, to fill us. The life of God is being bilocated, the grace that flows from the sacraments, they bilocate in us. That grace fills us, sanctifying grace, that makes us holy. And this is the work of the Holy Spirit during this time, to make us holy, to sanctify us, to prepare us for that final encounter with God, our Heavenly Father, with our Maker, our Creator. And my brothers and sisters, again, it is so important to receive the sacrament of the Eucharist in the state of grace, because when we receive the sacrament of the Eucharist in the state of grace that flows from that sacrament that the Lord tells us that bilocates, is life, the life of God, is the life of God bilocating in us, in our souls. So it is very important to see the sacrament as a confession, as a preparation for us to receive the Eucharist. So please, my brothers and sisters, I cannot emphasize enough the importance for all of us to receive the sacrament of the Eucharist in the state of grace, to make that sacrament of confession part of our spiritual life, part of our relationship with the Lord, and make it a preparation for us to approach the Eucharistic table, to approach our Lord Jesus in the sacrament of the Eucharist, that we may be able to receive Him in the state of grace, that we may be able to receive His body and blood, soul and divinity, the real presence of God in the Eucharist, that we may be able to receive Him in our souls and be filled with all the graces that emanate from this sacrament, that we may be defended and fortified, that the life of grace may be able to grow in each one of us for the praise and glory of God the Father. Please, my brothers and sisters, do not neglect your spiritual life. Have the sacrament of confession as part of preparation for the Eucharist. What a great difference between an act which a creature can give and a divine life which God gives at each of their acts. So the Queen of Heaven was immensely rich with so many divine lives which she received at each instant. And she used them to form the cortege, the honor, to love with divine lives, her Son, her Jesus, her all. At each moment, at each single act, the Blessed Mother received also, the Lord says, a divine life. She was filled with a greater degree of grace. And we see this. This is the life of the soul, my brothers and sisters. We see in the Magnificat, this beautiful prayer of Our Lady, that she proclaims the greatness of the Lord. And when she prays this prayer, she says, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord." It is the Blessed Mother's, the soul proclaiming the greatness of the Lord. Because the Lord has looked with favor upon the lowly servant. The Lord has descended in the womb of the Blessed Mother, and our Lord tells us in this passage, tells Luisa Picaretta, that the divinity, the Lord says, we lower ourselves to form a circle around the soul who operates in our will. And this, the Lord fills that lowliness of our hearts, that void, with the presence of the Holy Spirit in baptism, with the presence of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in confirmation, And now, through the gift of the divine will, he wants to fill us at every single act with his grace. So the life of the soul expanding and expanding, my soul magnifies the Lord. This is another translation that we encounter. My soul magnifies the Lord. It gives to God what is due to God at the level that is due to God. So how much, my brothers and sisters, we have to grow in the life of grace. If the Blessed Mothers who receive grace from the moment of her conception, how much more we creatures need that grace that flows from every single act to grow in holiness. If the Blessed Mother continued to grow in holiness at every single moment, with every single act done in the divine will, we too, my brothers and sisters, are able to grow in grace through every single act. The Lord tells us with every single act, he gives us more and more and more and more grace. And we are able to love with every single act and to make reparations and to satisfy for the offenses done to the wounded heart of Jesus. So we become ministers to the wounded heart of Jesus every time that we immerse ourselves in the divine will and every time that we do acts in the divine will. So please, my brothers and sisters, I ask you to be the best you can to be in the state of grace and to do acts in the divine will. Let's continue. You must know why I now call you my daughter, and now make present to you everything I did in my life while I was here on earth, showing you how and now how I cry and I experience call and I experience the humanity. Now I remain in the arms of my mother, repeating those baby acts of taking milk from the Sovereign Queen in her maternal hands with my tears, of kissing each other, and so forth. It is because I want your acts, your love, together with that of my mother's, and that of my acts to be followed by yours, so that I may give you too as many degrees of grace for as many acts as you do for me. This is very important what the Lord is telling us in this book, in this particular passage, that the life of grace that is given to us by every single act advances in holiness, my brothers and sisters. We know that we receive grace, sanctifying grace, through the sacraments. And the Lord is telling us that we receive also grace when we do acts in the divine will, when we do the rounds of creation, redemption, and sanctification. And this is what the Lord wants us to do through the writings of Luisa Picarreta, to learn how to do acts in the divine will, to learn how to unite ourselves to his will, so that prayer that he already prayed in the Our Father may be fulfilled in us and be accomplished. May his word be accomplished in all of us. What the prophet Isaiah tells us in chapter 55, that the word of God will accomplish its purpose with every single act, my brothers and sisters. The word of God will accomplish its purpose in each one of us. That prayer will be fulfilled in us. It will have its fulfillment in each one of us as we start doing if we start doing acts in the divine will. The universal call of holiness, my brothers and sisters, is for everybody. The Church gives us the means to become holy. The Holy Spirit leads us, and it is the Holy Spirit who is present also in these writings. It is the Holy Spirit who guides the Church. So I encourage all of you, my brothers and sisters, to continue reading the Book of Heaven, to continue with your acts in the divine will, and not to be discouraged, but to immerse yourselves in the divine will and to pray in this way. The Lord says to Luisa Picaretta, it is because I want your acts, your love, together with that of my mother's, together with that of my mother's, and that all my acts be followed by yours, so that I may give you too as many degrees of grace for as many acts as you do for me, and this for the decorum, honor, and courtage of my will, which wants to form its kingdom in you. My will is not inferior to my humanity, and therefore it deserves the same honors that my inseparable mama gave me. And this is why I want your acts following mine, that I may give you my divine life as many times. Therefore, be attentive and follow me faithfully. The Lord wants to give us as many degrees of grace as many times as we do acts in the divine will. And the Lord, at the end of this passage and at the end of this book, volume 22, tells us, be attentive, follow me faithfully. Perseverance, my brothers and sisters, is a virtue. To be faithful, faithfulness to the Lord. The Lord gives us the gift of faith in the sacrament of baptism. We all have the gift of faith by virtue of our baptism. The Lord gives us this admonition to be faithful, to be attentive. And may everything be for the glory of God and for the triumph of the kingdom of the supreme fiat. My brothers and sisters, may everything we do be for the praise and glory of God the Father. May everything we do be for the salvation of all souls from Adam to the last. May everything be for the glory of God and for the triumph of the kingdom of the divine fiat. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.